Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, you'd always have it on.
Afternoons on the Score.
I don't put this in the nightmare category.
Oh, he's got to be thrilled. Does Robbie Manfred, the commissioner, who thinks baseball is, it's all right. It's okay. He likes it a little bit. Rob Manfred has come to a realization, Lawrence Holmes, and we're going to talk to Mark Grody at the top of the hour with all the latest sound from Hallis Hall today. Looking forward to that.
He has come to the realization that we are going to talk with Mark Grody at the top of the hour.
Yeah, that I have a semantics issue there. It's possible.
It's totally
It's possible. It's been known to happen on this show, that's for damn sure. Rob Manfred has come to the realization that baseball fans, wherever they are in the country, regardless of, you know, geography or regional sports network coverage, ought to be able to watch whatever team they like. Oh, that's interesting, Rob.
Wait a minute. Before we go in on Rob Manfred, I want you to go back just a little bit.
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me the commissioner of baseball has looked at the landscape of regional sports networks,
yeah,
which, I don't know, the person who's listening to the Spiegel and Holmes show could probably relate.
I think so.
To being afraid of that when it comes to other sports that they might want to watch. That model might be something that should change?
Well, yeah, there's really only one reason why he's finally looking at that, and we'll get to that in a minute. But listen to him come to this realization that baseball fans have been screaming about for decades.
What I'd like to see happen over time is, we do our national deals. I'd like to get into a mode where if it's not in a national package, the consumer has the ability to go in, buy what he wants to watch, wherever he is, and we get rid of that really questionable business concept of the blackout, meaning not letting people who want to watch, watch.
Really, Rob, the questionable business practice of the blackout, which you kept alive forever. Lawrence, how many calls back to 3 radio shows ago for you? You know, like back to like Hit and Run when I was hosting it with David Schuster. Like, seriously, this goes back a long way, people, of this idea of like, you know, I live in Iowa and there are 7 teams that I can't watch. I live in Vegas and I can't watch the Cardinals for some reason. Like the most ridiculous, arcane blackout rules that kept people from the teams they loved.
I'm in Nashville. Why is it that I can't watch a bunch of these teams?
What the hell is this? And it was only to protect the income from regional sports networks. And now that the income has blown up and it's gone away, Rob Manfred is suddenly having the idea that maybe fans should get to watch whatever team they want wherever they are in the country. Jackass.
Well,
not you, Lawrence.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
Not today yet.
Not today. Good.
Yet.
But here's the thing. It is annoying. It definitely reeks of someone not realizing what role they've played in something is. But if I could be the mayor of Positive Town a second.
You can't hold 2 posts?
That's true.
Is he allowed?
I'll run for another one. the next time that it's available.
All right.
At least it actually makes sense that no matter what it's taken to get him here, because the frustrating thing about baseball is it does seem like the commissioner of baseball doesn't like baseball. Like it feels like as a baseball fan, whenever I hear him talk.
Asking for a piece of metal back.
I sit there and I go, wow, the guy who's in charge of keeping the game going forward doesn't seem to like the game all that much. This actually makes sense.
What do you picture when you hear him talk? Me now, I picture this has happened now since the last lockout. I picture him practicing his golf swing while millions of fans can't watch baseball. That's what I picture when I hear the man talk.
I picture Andy Garcia in Ocean's 11. And he is also like working on his golf swing, but everything is no, very much no. And then get it done. Like that's what I imagine it is. I just feel like he's a guy that walked into a room and they were like, look, you're good at handling all of the contractual stuff.
Sure.
You're a hell of a negotiator. Uh-huh. Like you take hard stances. would you like to be in charge?
Yeah,
he was like, okay.
Hey, do you think you could take the arrows for a while for us? Like, could you handle if everybody hates you?
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like Roger Goodell loves football. I don't feel like Rob Manfred loves baseball.
I feel like Adam Silver loves basketball.
100%.
Absolutely.
Gary Bettman, is probably in the same boat as Manfred is. But at least...
Bettman worse than Manfred? I think so.
Yes. But Manfred's still annoying. But at least this is progress. At least the person that is sitting there that's like, Iowa comes up all the time because of all of the blackout restrictions there are in Iowa.
Absurd.
Like, I'd love to watch the Cubs. Okay. Maybe not. Well, what about the Cardinals? Nope. What about the Twins? No.
And this is if you're paying for MLB TV,
right,
by the way.
What about Kansas City? No.
Yeah.
No, can't do it.
Well, earlier in the clip, and he talked to John Arand over at the Varsity Podcast, and he praises Adam Silver for finding a way to have fans be able to watch their team wherever they are, and finding a way to allow that kind of thing. So he does finally get it. Because it's convenient now for him to get it, since they're slowly absorbing more teams and having to broadcast all of their games because they can't figure it out. He's like, oh, if we're just going to be broadcasting all these, I guess we should just give them to everybody.
Yes, the idea of nationalizing baseball would be tremendous. Letting people see the thing that they want when they want would be great.
Yeah, because I mean, the thing has gotten so bifurcated. Like, baseball fandom is so localized. It needs to be more nationalized.
It's become a regional sport.
Yeah, and because the NFL has owned the national broadcast idea. And so when baseball goes national, there's a hard time, you know, even attracting their own.
Well, look, like even the NHL has kind of jumped back into the national part of this, and they're right there with MLB in lockstep. With their people are the same people. It's just, I'm glad that he has finally seen the light.
He has no choice. He has no choice. The money has gone away, so now he realizes he might as well see the light. But he can't even get there without sounding like himself and making you realize how obtuse he continues to be.
Yep.
Obtuse?
It's a good word. It's one of those college words. We should throw it at Mark Grody. Mark Grody has got a Bears report for you. A Bears hit. Yes, two words. There were Bears speaking today as the Bears get ready to take on Washington. Don't go anywhere. He's going to break it all down for you. It's Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.